This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Infrastructure Minister Sunil Lamsal says government is ready to address builders' problems. Unusual pre-monsoon rains raise fears of weak monsoon in Nepal amid possible super El Nino. And NATO chief welcomes US President Donald Trump's announcement of troops to Poland. Now the news in detail. Infrastructure Development Minister Sunil Lamsal has said the government is prepared to address the concerns raised by construction entrepreneurs facing mounting financial and operational challenges. Speaking at a meeting of the House of Representatives Infrastructure Development Committee today, Minister Lamsal acknowledged that the construction sector has been hit hard by economic pressure, rising costs and payments delays. He urged contractors to continue their work with confidence, assuring that the government is working on legal and policy reforms to ease the problems. During the meeting, construction entrepreneurs complained about delayed payments for completed projects, a rising cost caused by inflation and difficulties in extending project deadlines. In response, the minister said studies are underway on price adjustment and deadline extensions based on indicators from the central bank. He added that laws could be amended if necessary to resolve issues affecting major projects. Minister Lamsal, however, warned that delays and poor quality work would not be tolerated. He directed contractors to complete projects within the agreed timelines and stressed the need for greater accountability in the sector. Describing the state and contractors as partners in national development, the minister said only coordination and cooperation could ensure timely completion of infrastructure projects. He also warned that the government would take strict action against companies responsible for unnecessary delays and negligence. Nepal is witnessing an unusually wet pre-monsoon season this year, with persistent rainfall recorded across much of the country since early March. Weather experts say the prolonged rain, thunderstorms and hailstorms have been driven by an unusually active western disturbance system, which typically weakens by this time of year. Although overall rainfall figures remain close to long-term averages, meteorologists note that the pattern and duration of rainfall have been highly irregular. Forecasts suggest wet conditions may continue through the end of May before a possible shift toward drier weather in June. The growing concern is the possible emergence of Super El Nino in the Pacific Ocean. A strong El Nino event often weakens the South Asian monsoon, reducing rainfall across the region. For Nepal, where agriculture heavily depends on monsoon rains, a weak monsoon could delay paddy plantation, lower crop production, and increase food security risk. Experts also warn that reduced rainfall could affect hydropower generation, tourism, and the wider economy. Authorities are being urged to strengthen irrigation systems, improve water management, and prepare climate-adaptive farming measures. While the ongoing rains may appear beneficial for now, scientists caution that they could signal a drier and more challenging monsoon season ahead. Nepal has stepped up efforts to attract more Chinese tourists through a tourism promotion program held in Guangzhou, China, under the theme Nepal Lifetime Experiences. Organized by the Consulate General of Nepal in Guangzhou, the event brought together tourism professionals, travel entrepreneurs, industry leaders, and media representatives to promote Nepal as a major travel and wellness destination. Speaking at the program, Consul General of Nepal in Guangzhou, Bharat Khanal, highlighted the long-standing cultural ties between Nepal and China and invited Chinese travelers travelers to explore Nepal's natural beauty, cultural heritage, and adventure tourism opportunities. The event featured a cinematic presentation showcasing Nepal's Himalayan landscapes, heritage sites, and tourism experiences. Vice President of the Shenzhen Tourism Association and Executive President of the Shenzhen Travel Agency Industry Association, Wang Tao, said Shenzhen's travel industry remained committed to promoting Nepal as an important outbound tourism destination for Chinese travelers. A traditional Nepali dance performance was also presented, reflecting Nepal's cultural richness. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio has said Cuba poses a national security threat to the U.S. and the likelihood of a peaceful agreement is not high. His comments come just a day after the U.S. charged Cuba's former President Raul Castro with murder over the 1996 downing of two planes, resulting in the killings of U.S. nationals. Rubio said Washington's preference was a diplomatic solution, but warned that President Donald Trump had the right and obligation to protect his country against any threat. Cuba's foreign minister, Bruno Rodriguez, accused Rubio of lies and said the island had never posed a threat to the United States. Speaking to reporters, Rubio said diplomacy remained preference with Cuba, but added that the likelihood of that happening was not high. NATO chief Mark Rutte welcomed President Donald Trump's announcement that 5,000 U.S. troops would head to Poland after an earlier planned deployment was called off amid pressure for Europe to fend for itself. In a social media post, the U.S. president said the move was based on his relationship with Poland's President Karol Nawrocki, a nationalist ally. Trump did not give details, but it appeared to reverse a decision to call off sending 4,000 U.S. troops to the country, seen as a signal of his anger over NATO allies' lack of support in the Iran war. U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance had suggested earlier this week that the deployment to Poland was delayed rather than cancelled, while stressing Europe must take on more of the burden for its defense. Israel says it is concerned that Iran could launch a sudden missile and drone attack targeting both Israel and Gulf countries as indirect ceasefire talk continue between Washington and Tehran. According to reports published by the Jerusalem Post, senior Israeli defense officials discussed the possibility during a high-level security assessment led by Defense Minister Israel Katz. Israeli security officials believe Tehran may attempt to strike before diplomatic efforts fail completely and before the United States and Israel move towards stronger military action. Reports say Israeli authorities have increased their level of alert and intensified monitoring of Iranian military movements across the region. The Israeli Air Force and the Israel Defense Forces Operation Directorate have reportedly expanded coordination with American military officials, focusing on intelligence sharing and operational readiness. Israel's missile defense systems are also believed to be on heightened preparedness amid fears of a large-scale aerial assault involving drones and ballistic missiles. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Infrastructure Minister Sunil Lamsal says government is ready to address builders' problems. Unusual pre-monsoon rains raise fears of weak monsoon in Nepal amid possible super El Nino. And NATO chief welcomes U.S. President Donald Trump's announcement of troops to Poland. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.